Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed by the host on TKS Radio does not necessarily reflect on those of the entire TKS Radio Broadcasting Network. Any statements made, expressed, or opinions given represent those of the personal opinions of the host alone. Listener discretion is advised.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, everybody. This is your girl, Sun Smile, and thank you for joining me tonight here on the KS Show. And we got a really good topic tonight, side chicks and the glorification of them, how the stigma from side chick to wife, and then we're going to switch it up on the second half of the show about relationship goals and are you even ready for relationships. So we got some really good stuff going on tonight. We also got some really good music tonight, too, that's going to go around and based around our topics tonight. So call in 619-924-0814 or log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/TKS Radio. So you're going to be with me for about an hour, maybe even an hour and a half tonight, depending on how our music going, how our topics are going. If you call in, you even have a relationship issue you want to talk about, maybe want a little bit of advice, call me and we can talk about it. I don't have all the answers, so don't expect me to have all the answers, but we're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to have some really good stuff to talk about, and most of the time it's just me rambling on, and that's fine, but you're going to hear some really good music tonight on top of all of that, and of course, me always being the research person, of course, I'm researching a lot of the stuff that I talk about just to see what, you know, what's out there. And but anyway, make sure you hit us up on Facebook. I am Facebooking live right now. So, of course, hello, everyone. And you can find us on TKS Radio on Facebook, TKS Radio on Instagram, TKS Radio on Twitter. So we are everywhere you are. Again, call us 619-924-0814, www.blogtalkradio.com/TKS Radio. You can also email us with any letters or compliments, or if you have something to talk about, you know, if you need us to change something, you want us to change something, you have any suggestions, hit us up. TKSNetRadio@gmail.com. TKSNetRadio@gmail.com. Again, we're everywhere you are. So, without further ado, we are going to be talking about side chicks. And the topic is everywhere. Like, it's no longer, what made me think about it was that someone said, you know, back in the day, side chicks used to be hidden. You know, that wasn't something that you glorified. That wasn't something you talked about. And it wasn't something that you definitely was proud of. So that was why I brought up the topic today. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about the glorification of side chicks. When did it become okay for you to be like, yeah, I am with yo man, or I'm with somebody else man, and that's what I do, and that's what I will be doing, and that's what I'm glad to do. So, you know, we gotta, like, let's get some answers here. So I was laughing because I was searching on Facebook today, and I noticed that it said, what is the definition of a side chick? And the guy was like, well, a side chick is a girl, is not the girl, wait, let me make sure I get this right. He said a side chick is any girl you cheat on with the love of your life, right? He was like, wrong. In order for a side chick to be a side chick, she must know about your girlfriend. And if she doesn't know about your girl, then she's not a side chick. You just have two girlfriends. And I just start laughing. And he's like, that's a whole nother topic. I'm like, wow. I didn't even think about that part at all, you know. So, yeah, that was funny. That was real funny. So, when we were searching, you know, a couple of my other friends, we were searching for different stuff, and it was like, what do you say to that? What do, you know, you you must know, in his opinion, you must know about the girlfriend for you to be a side chick. And so I was just wondering about that in itself, you know. When I was doing research on the side chick thing, it was so many different articles about so many different things, like how to be a side chick and your role as a side chick according to the guy. It was, so of course I pulled that one, printed that one out, and of course I printed out the one of how to be a side chick. And you're trying to give anybody any type of keys to do these, but of course when you're doing the show like this, you gotta pull up some of the outrageous things that's out there. That of course was one of them. And the guy had a commandment. It was like commandment number one. So he had like ten. Let me make sure before I say, yeah, he had 10 different commandments. So let me go to the first five. The first five of his commandment number one was, thou shall not fall in love with a side chick. And he was like, he said, Christian from 50 Shades of Grey said it best. He said, I don't make love. And what I'm talking about, the F word, F-U-C-K. And so he said, if you're dealing with a side chick, then this is the line you should use on your shot, on your side chick. He said, it's about the pimp game. Never take a side chick seriously and do what it takes to keep her that way. Just let her know, ain't no love. It's just, this is what it is. So I was like, wow. Okay. Well, you know, even though that was pretty deep and or whatever, he was also saying, now, we're not saying that, you know, to put your hands on a woman or whatever. He definitely said that's not it. But 95% of the time you get too deep in the feelings with a woman that you know that you're not going to go any further with, and that's why she's a side chick. And he said, now you over here make love and other things that that consumes your feelings with this woman. And so that's going to lead us into, you know, maybe side chicks being more than side chicks and leading up to being, you know, your main chick or maybe even your wife. So we're going to be talking about that a little later on, too. His commandment number was, thou shalt not be connected on any form of social media. He was like, having her phone number is bad enough, but if you guys are Facebooking, Twittering, Instagram, each other, you're just asking to get caught up. And he said the reason why social media is so popular is because you can connect with people from all over the world anytime you want, but it's also easy access to cause any and every argument between you and your loved ones at any time. He said, without a doubt, a side chick is one of the most loyal people of all time, but even the most loyal girl in the room can definitely get jealous very fast. So, yeah, everybody know when jealousy kicks in, you know what happens. It's just a swirl of craziness going on. And that's what you got to check that stuff, which is real crazy. That's just real crazy. And that can lead to busted windows, scratched up cars, somebody in your bushes, all type of stuff when it comes to that. Commandment number three was, thou shalt not ever go out in public together, ever. He said, I don't care if you're at the library, grabbing a Starbucks in the morning, or even in separate cars, right beside each other in a McDonald's drive-thru, never be seen in public with the side chick. Anything that doesn't have closed doors with the bed in it is considered public and should be avoided at all costs. Going out with someone who have a strictly sexual relationship with leave the doors open for emotional attachment. So emotional attachment is not a good it's not a good thing. It can lead to feelings, and feelings then will lead to your side chick's dreams and to being the main chick. And if that ain't what you want her to be, never go out in public. Never make an emotional attachment. Commandment number 4, he said, thou shalt not introduce you to the crew. He said, it's bad enough if you take this chick out in public, but for God's sakes, please do not involve her with your friends and family. This is absolutely unacceptable because now you're officially bringing other people into your lovely mess. He said, a side chick has a very likable personality, especially around other people. So having her around will only cause your family and friends to want her to be your new BFF. So then you'll never get her out of your life. Be careful around your guy friends because there's only two types of guys when dealing with a side chick. The one that want to get at her other female friends, causing your side chick to be around your parties for other social gatherings. And he said the others are the guy friends that try to have sex with your side chick. And those dudes are so blinded by love that they're willing to give up anything and everything they know about you, like like they on the first 48. That's hilarious because everybody knows there's big snitches on first 48. They'll start snitching on you for a cheeseburger and a Coke. And so we're halfway through here with commandment number 5. They say thou shalt not allow her to think this could be something more. So he said the reason side chicks rarely work out is because we don't treat them as such, leaving them with the idea that this could be more than just sex. Remember, men, whatever you're saying during lust, she will take it as love. So be careful what you say to them in the bedroom because everything you say can and will be used against you. A side chick is the same as an NFL player on the practice squad and should be treated as practice. She may be helping the team get ready for Sunday, but she'll never be misled into thinking that she will ever be playing on Sundays, ever. She'll never be on the starting lineup. That's just halfway through. So call in and chat with your girl here at 619-924-0814. Here on the KS Show, this is your girl, Sun Smile, www.blogtalkradio.com. Let's get into some music and play. Let's just play a song. Man, they crazy. Here we go.
You're the one.
You're listening to the KS Show on TKS Radio, the People's Network. Call in now, 619-924-0814. You're listening to TKS Radio, the People's Network. Real people, real topics, real conversation. Hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKS Show or follow us on Twitter at The KS Show Radio. We're everywhere.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your girl, Sun Smile, here on the KS Show. We are talking about side chicks, and right now we're just in the middle of an article here about a guy and his commandments about side chicks and how you should treat them. Call in 619-924-0814. I'm just having fun over here, just reading these all alone. And I just got done listening to and playing for you SWV, You're the One for Me. And they were, again, talking about, you know, hey, you know, you're the one for me. I don't care who you with, you know, come on, be with me type thing. So that's our first side chick song of the night. I stopped on commandment number 6, and he said, thou shalt not have you nor her get jealous. And I think that's pretty much self-explanatory. What's the whole purpose of you guys, you know, doing what you're doing if you're going to be, you know, jealous about the relationship? Commandment number 7 was, thou shalt know her role and shut her mouth. He said, what she thinks this is, the corporate ladder. There's no promotions in the line of work. Now get in the bedroom and do what you're told. A side chick is the bottom of the The side chick is the bottom of the woman's sexual ladder. Sometimes she may even be confused with a hooker, but that's only because you ordered room service for the both of you. They never ask you if you can attend functions. They should never ask you this. Functions, period. Birthdays, office parties, etc., because that's a straight up hell no. Your text messages to each other are always short and very sexual. What time should you or I come by, using the C-U-M, not the C-O-M-E? And can we do what we did last time? You know, things like that. There's some other nasty stuff on here too. He said, if she ever gets out of line or forgets her place, cancel her and get to find another one. Trust me, you can always find another one. And that's a whole another topic about how many of them out there. I guess we can also talk about that tonight too, because they're everywhere. You know, I think you could be a side chick and not know it, even though dude said you can't be a side chick and not know it. A side chick is knowing that you're the side chick, period. So that can be debated, right? So commandment number 8 was, thou shalt not go down on the side chick. He was like, don't be that much of an asshole where you don't save anything for your girlfriend. The great thing about side chicks is you make and can break all the rules. In the movie Pretty Woman, hookers were not allowed to kiss their customers in the mouth as they showed a sign of them falling in love. I love that movie. That's my favorite movie. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. Pretty Woman is my favorite movie. Don't judge me, Blog Talk. Don't judge me, FB. Whatever. They said, you may not know this, but most men that go down on a woman are either really, really drunk, or B, falling in love. Now, you may be asking yourself, if you don't go down on her, does that mean she doesn't go down on me? And the answer is, hell yeah, she does, always. Like I said before, you make all the rules and make all the circumstances. If anyone going down, it's you, not me. So get yours and make sure you're always getting it good on your own terms. Commandment number 9, he says that thou shalt not turn a friend into a side chick. He says side chicks works best when it's with a person you recently met or only have sex sexual tension with. Now, you might have a drunk college night with your best female friend, Patty, but that shouldn't lead to secret undercover sexual relationships, because if you do, emotions will definitely get involved. Friends who become more than actual friends 85% of the time do not work out. Friends don't F friends in any fashion. That's also debatable, huh? Commandment number 10, thou shalt realize that you're on borrowed time. Very interesting. It says you have to realize that no cheater, and yes, that's exactly what we're talking about. Cheating has never successfully got away with cheating. So your best advice is to you is to follow those commandments to the T. So going over them real quick, commandment number 1 from this guy about side chicks, he said, thou shalt not fall in love, thou shalt not be connected on any form of social media, thou shalt not ever go out in public with your side chick, thou shalt not introduce the side chick to the crew, thou shalt not allow her to think this could be more, thou shalt not have... basically, number 6 was neither one of you should be jealous of each other and what y'all doing. The, number 7 was thou shalt know her role and she should shut her mouth. Number 8 was thou shalt not go down on the side chick. Number 9 was thou shalt not turn a friend into a side chick. And the last one was thou shalt realize that you're on borrowed time and that get in, get out, because everybody who cheats eventually gets caught was his thing. That was, I'm sorry, I didn't get the name of the guy who wrote that article, but that was very funny. And it was just a search I did on Facebook, and I could not do anything but laugh at that, because he actually had a 10 commandments of side chicks. So we're gonna keep moving on with another song here from the side chick sides of the songs. This is your girl Sunsong here on the KS show. Call in 619-924-0814 as we talk about side chicks. Side chicks are turning to wifey. Is it still a stigma? That's what we're gonna be talking about next. Is it still a stigma if the guy marries the side chick? Is she still the side chick in the way? Do everybody still look at her kind of funny? And then in the last half of the show, we're going to be talking about relationship and relationship goals. And are you even ready for a relationship? So we got all type of stuff coming up here. Just tune in, stay in tune, and, you know, call in, talk to me, chat with me. I mean, come on, people. That's what I'm here for. It's your girl, Sun Smile. Here we go with boyfriend number 2 by Pleasure P.
Call me when your nigga ain't around. Oh, my, be the dude on the side. You did.
Turn around. Let me lick you from your neck down to your navel. Cause shawty, you look red. Forget the bed. I wanna lay your body right here on the table. So just hold it steady. I'll go get the camera. We can make a movie. I'm gonna put my hands up. Lay back while you do me. Jump right out the shower. Into the jacuzzi. Cause the first one he don't really seem like he know what to do. Boyfriend number 2.
I gotta give you part two of my this by far is the hardest thing I think I've ever had to do. To tell you, the woman I love, that I'm having a baby by a woman that I barely even know. I hope you can accept the fact that I'm man enough to tell you this. And hopefully you'll give me another chance. This ain't about my career. This ain't about my life. It's about us. Please.
Oh, this is your girl, So Smile, man. Every time I listen to that Usher song, that was Usher Confessions Part 2, man. He just like, man, I'm so sorry, baby. But I got a baby on the way. Can we still be together? Come on now. Yeah, I mean, I know it happens all over the place, but that was something else. That was a very interesting song, very interesting video. But again, this is your girl, So Smile, here on the KS Show. We are talking about side chicks and the glorification of them and all the things that go on with them. And please call in 619-924-0814 as we talk about it. If you want to talk to me, you know, you can hit the number two on your phone if you're here in the studio and you want to talk to me, or you can just chat with me. I'm okay with that too. I'm also Facebook and live. I don't even know if it's really working. I just know that my camera's on. We'll find out later. Anyway, www.blogtalkradio.com/TKS Radio. We are everywhere you are here. You know me being a researcher, and I research everything. So I just got done doing the Ten Commandments from a dude about what you men should do with their side chicks. And so, of course, I got a How to Be a Side Chick article I found. I swear, Google has everything. The internet has everything. You want to listen to it? I mean, you want to read about it? It's there. The How to Be a Side Chick was on WikiHow, WikiHow. And I was so shocked. And it had like pictures and stuff of little animated women laid across beds. And I was just cracking up about it. I know it's not a funny topic, but it is kind of funny. It really is. The wiki said, if you're a side chick who wants to keep up a relationship with a guy who has a main chick, then you have to know the rules of the game. You can't expect the relationship to be more than what it is. A way for both of you to have a good time and not worry about where the relationship is going. The second you start to question your status as a mistress or ask for something more, all the fun will be over. So if you want to be a good side chick, you have to stop stressing out and learn to have a good time with your man. And if you find out that you can't have fun, then you've got to get out. So they had a step-by-step tutorial on how to be a good side chick, and this one has 11 steps. It's not even 10. They had a nerd to do 11 steps. So step number one said to give him space. Don't always be the first to text him or seek him out. Give him breathing room. He doesn't want to be in the same situation as he is with his girlfriend. So I was like, well, damn, okay. And then he already have to deal with that. So don't suffocate him. Give him his space. Number two said, keep things interesting. They said when he texts you, keep the conversation interesting. Instead of side chick's main responsibility is to keep things fun and exciting. Give him short answers, and acting uninterested will make him wish he was, playing words with friends instead of hanging out, with his main. So tell him funny stories, ask how he's feeling, surprise him. Do whatever you got to do to keep things exciting as long as it feels natural. And number three said, refrain from having the talk, like where are things going and where is this going? And it's not that. You stay where you at, know your lane. That ain't no going nowhere. Where it's going is where it's at right in that moment. Number four is go with the flow. There should never be a reason to get into a disagreement with him. And this is all the stuff is debatable, people. This is crazy to me, because how can you be two separate people with two separate personalities and not eventually have a disagreement? But I guess that's not your role, is to disagree with him. You got that with the main chick, they said. this. So number five is don't ask questions. Again, how you can not ask questions. And they is like questions like, you know, why didn't you call me? Where were you? Why are you always so busy? Why don't you ever see me? Who were you with on the phone? Those type of questions that those aren't the questions that side chicks supposed to be answering. They say you get yourself in a situation like that, there's no point of acting jealous. Just stop it. So they said also number six, don't try to spend holidays or birthdays with the guy. I think that the other guy just said that too. You know, don't be trying to be at social functions with him. That is not your role. That ain't your role. That's the main chick role. Number seven, let him get in touch with you first. That's kind of funny too, because they said that he's only having the affair, unfortunately, so he has to call the shots. You're not the one that's in the predicament. So it was like, well, he has to be the one to call the shots. And if you try to call or text him, then you could be putting him in an awkward situation that could make this whole thing blow up in his face, basically. There is four more of these these how to be a side chick rules of the game. I'm telling you, man, I'm just, you know, just astonished again about how many articles that's out there right now that tells you on how to be a side chick. And I'm wondering, you know, what you guys think. Please give me a call or chat with me here in the chat room, something. I'm telling you, this I'm so blown about the whole side chick thing and how it's so glorified right now. And even to the point where when you type in side chick in Google, everything about how to be, when to be, how to make yourself not a side chick to the main chick. These are tutorials on these type of things. When do we get this far? When do we get this far as a society where it's okay? You know, it's not a hidden thing anymore. And where do we get to the point where us as women is okay with saying, I got your man and I'm not going nowhere because as long as he want me there. Yeah, that's kind of hurtful to hear some of my women say these things. But let's listen to Escape and them telling their little secret. It's your girl Sun Smile on the KS Show, 619-924-0814. Call in or listen www.blogtalkradio.com/TKS Radio.
Yeah. Like
like a lame. You follow all the rules, you keep it cool.
That's Rico Love. If they don't know, before that was Escape My Little Secret. We are just playing music that's going around and based around the side chick. The side chick and side dude, you know, stigma of things here. So we're gonna, I'm gonna end the side chick segment here with the last four things on how to be a side chick that I found on Google. Of all the things that you find on Google, that was one of them. And always look your best for him. 9, let him think he's the only one. 10, don't obsess over the main chick. And number 11, get out if you're not happy, because what's the purpose of you being a side chick if you ain't happy? So that was real funny. Just to go over those things, it's not a funny situation. It's just funny how you could find those type of things on Google. How to be a side chick. Really? Wiki. W-I-K-I. How. Type in side chick and it tells you how to be a side chick. You should see the animated thing that they put up there. It was hilarious. This is your girl, So Smile, here on the KS Show. Call in 619-924-0814. I'm having a ball. I don't know about you. I'm having a ball just laughing about the things here. So we're going to move on to our next segment. And it's 10 ways to know you're ready for a relationship. So, of course, you know me, the researcher, as always. They said it is 10, 10 ways to know you're ready for a relationship. I found that. And, you know, what do you think are some of the things that would make you ready for a relationship or made you ready for a relationship? You know, what were some of the things that got you ready for a relationship? Let me know what's going on. Call me at 619-924-0814. Talk to you girl. Let me know what's going on. So the 10 ways to know you're ready for a relationship. It says that when you're speaking about relationships, we often discuss what makes someone a good man or what would make them a good woman in terms of being a partner. And they said that they think that often goes overlooked is the introspective aspect of building a solid foundation with someone and what it really means to be ready for a relationship. It doesn't matter if you find a man or a woman of your dreams if you're not ready to have them in your life. So it also brings about the possibility of the harsh truth that they may not be interested in you in return if you're not in the right place emotionally. So how do you know you're ready? How do you know you're ready for a relationship? You know, I was just talking to someone the other day, and we were, you know, just discussing some things about, you know, we're at a certain age now, and age really doesn't matter. It doesn't make you mature enough for a relationship. But sometimes at a certain age, you start thinking about those things, about relationships and about moving forward in your life with someone special. So they asked me the question, do you think you're ready? And I said, I think I'm ready. You know, sometimes you just want someone to give you a chance. And but you also don't want someone to be a knucklehead either. You don't want to waste your time. And yeah, we were just having a really good conversation. And you know, of course I talked about the side chick thing, and you know, if you go from a side chick to a wife, are you still considered a side chick? Do people still look at you funny? Do you still have that stigma of being the side chick? And yes, you know, he, on the other hand, was like, no, I don't think that she should still be looked at as a side chick because you decided to make that woman your wife. So now you decide to make, she's the one now. And I was like, that still doesn't make people not look at you funny, you know? So he was like, yeah, but that's on them. You know, I chose to make the woman, that woman that was used to be the side chick, now, you know, that'll be my wife, and that's just what it is. And I was like, wow, okay, you know, and I kind of agree, you know, once you become the wife, you're the wife, that's it. But I still think it's a stigma around that woman, from moving from side chick to wife, because that's all you had been for so long. And then you, you know, it's kind of hard for people to look at you in a wife status after, you know, you've been the side chick for so long. So it's just something to think about. Everything's debatable, you know, nothing is fact. You know, who am I? I'm just me. It's just my shot. So here it is. So the 10 ways to know you're ready for a relationship, they said that number one, I gotta make sure I get it right. You will be as good as you can as often as you can. All right. You can be as good as you can as often as you can. They said we can only give so much and sometimes need to be supported ourselves. So what's important here is that you're ready to get to put solid, consistent effort into your partner, your relationship, and even developing yourself. If you're not ready to do that, then it's best to not commit to someone who will do it. It's best, yeah, to not to to commit to someone who would do it for, who won't do it for you yet. So that was number one. Number two was you'll put someone else's interests ahead of your own. And they said there's a compromise, a sacrifice in every relationship. This could mean anything from watching the type of movie you don't like to moving to a new city or state for the one you love. The bottom line is, in happy, healthy relationships, your partner's happiness is just as important as your own. And your willingness to put them first at times is a sign of your readiness to commit. Number three, understand the importance of communication. Everybody know that communication is key no matter what type of relationship you have. So communication is the backbone of a relationship in terms of keeping both partners feeling heard and understood. Nobody can read your mind, nor should they expect you to try to read theirs. Be able to openly and honestly commit with the person you're committed to make or break your relationship. It also said that you've got more semblance of a path in life. So they said it's difficult to plan a future with someone who has no future plans for themselves. So things change and life throws curveballs at us. Nobody can be expected to have it all figured out, but give it a try is a good start. Another thing is you can let the little things slide. No matter how well two people get along, odds are you two will not like every single little thing about the other person. There may be some small quirks that you've got to accept and maybe ignore. If you get annoyed by everything they do, it will cause unnecessary tension in the relationship. So think about that. You know, everybody's not perfect and you aren't either. So you're ready to accept someone as they are. So they say you can't enter into a relationship with hopes of molding someone into who you want them to be. It's important to note that that's not a healthy relationship. Both partners will motivate each other to become the best versions of themselves. This is not the same as trying to change someone's future. Happiness comes from the ability to be honest, and the ability to be honest comes from being able to open up to someone without being judged. Okay. So we got a couple more of those coming up here. So tell me what you think about those. 619-924-0814. This is your girl Sunsmile here on the KS show. We're going to move on to another song here, and I hope you enjoy this old school, That Other Woman, Changing Faces.
Yeah. take my body in the middle of the night. I ain't gonna lie, cause boy, you do it so. And then you melt me with them same three words, sweetest seduction that I ever heard. And in the morning with the sunrise, you run to her, I realize why am I crying every night over you. You're never gonna leave her. Finally,
Picasso, tricks inside colossal, turn your castles to brothels. Who you loving, who you want? wanna be hugging. Sipping on your Ninja Honda with Tanisha and Rhonda. Why? You go poor body to Jane Fonda. Physical fitness, Mary Blige be my witness. Under pressure, I lie for you, die for you. Ruger by the side for you, right hand high for you. Because of you, I'm in heaven. Trillion, variant, billion, Bentley Coupe, million. Playing with some evidence in the Chevy. Track the dark peas and Rindy, you better have it.
Listening to music and talking about relationships, side chicks, and all that other good, bad stuff all in one here on www.blogtalkradio.com/TKS Radio. So before we went to all those good songs there, which was A Change in Faces, The Other Woman, and again, Mary J. Blige and Little Kim, I Can Love You. We were talking about being ready for relationships and how you know you're ready for relationships. And so, you know, of course, investigating your feelings is another way to, you know, get ready for a relationship, you know. Consider your motives of why you want to be in a relationship. You're not a teenager anymore. You're grown, so you have some real emotions, and so you want to make sure that you investigate those feelings. Be aware of what a relationship demands, you know, especially if you've been single for a long time like myself. You know, you are already stuck in your ways. You're already, you know, used to doing things a certain way, and you like things a certain way. So, you know, make sure you're are aware of the things that a relationship demands. You can't be selfish anymore. You can be a little selfish, you know, so you still have to take care of yourself. But, you know, certain things, for example, like feeling comfortable, expressing your feelings, you can't just hold everything in anymore. Stating your opinions, even expressing your dreams to this other person. Being considerate of the other person's thoughts, feelings, and opinions. Treating one another with respect, offering support to one another, avoiding violence, being able to resolve conflicts, trusting each other, comforting each other, being able to confide in one another, communication again directly and openly, encouraging the other to have friends and have other interests other than just the interests that you two share, because you all are not going to like the same things, not everything, so you know it's okay for that. Being honest about past relationships or sexual activity, that's a really big one, especially in this day and age, and practicing participating in sexual activity by choice, you know, and you know, find out what makes each other tick, what makes each other hot, what are your turn-ons and turn-offs. Those are the things you also need to be communicating with, and that's all part of being aware of what relationships demands. You know, these are the demands of a relationship. Also, question whether you enjoy the person's company. If you don't even enjoy being around this person, talking to this person, you don't even like listening to that person breathe, why are you even with this person? Keep it moving. Move on. You know, that person even say, and you like, God, I can't hear, I hate this person. It's hard for you to move on. No need to be in that relationship. Not only are you hurting yourself, you're hurting that person too and wasting each other's time. Decide if you want to take a sexual relationship further. If you to know the article said to know if you should be starting a relationship, it's important to determine how much you actually care about that person. Maybe you have been hooking up with someone, but don't know if you want to keep it this way or take it to a title of as boyfriend or girlfriend. You should maybe check into that. And they say there are certain signs to that. Because you want to spend more time with that person, you have fun together, more than just, you know, just having sex. The signs that you want the relationship to stay sexual means that you just want it to stay sexual. That's it. Ask yourself if you are okay with being exclusive, you know, which, you know, are you okay with, you know, being with somebody else? Be warned, extreme, you know, possessiveness and jealousy and controllingness. You don't want that in your life. You want a healthy relationship. So if that person is giving you all the negative signs and then your gut feeling telling you, keep it moving. Another thing is know how to handle and dish out rejection in a mature way. If you can dish it out, then you should be able to take it. You can't be someone that's always being critical or criticizing to somebody, but then you can't take it when somebody is criticizing you on your negatives. That's not cool. And develop stability. Practice self-love. You know, this is where it comes to you being selfish. You have to love yourself before you can love somebody else. And I know it's a lot of different things in that, loving somebody, loving yourself, you know. So what I'm saying is, you know, make sure that you regularly, you know, take yourself away from everything and saying, hey, you know, what makes me feel good? What do I do and I need to do to relieve the stress of my day or of my month or, you know, of that hour, depending, you know, work can make you just stressful. So, you know, make sure you do that. Make decisions that's on needs rather than wants. That's another self-love thing. Know your boundaries. If you know your boundaries and then you know your boundaries and you're committed to knowing your boundaries, you have no problem telling someone what those boundaries are. And if they can't respect those, then move on. You want someone to compliment you and not complete you. That's another thing. Self-love. If you love yourself, you don't need anyone to complete you. You are already complete. You need someone to compliment you. Compliment, not complete you. Compliment. Saying that you want someone to complete you, that is a big burden on that other person. Do not do that to someone that you want to be in a relationship or that you want or that you call yourself loving. That is not love. Have your own interests. That's right. If I play spades and you don't like spades, that's okay. I'm going to find another partner. That's cool. You like golf, I don't like golf, that's okay. You go golfing and I'll go shopping. It's okay. We'll meet up. You know what I'm saying? You don't always have to have the same interest in everything, but you also don't want to be two complete opposite people also. So think about that. Recognize that the early flame will burn out. The honeymoon stage only lasts for so long. People's like, oh, no, you can keep the honeymoon stage going, 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 going. Lies. That's not true. The honeymoon stage ends. It's okay, but you can still keep that fire. You can still keep the flame. You can still keep that, you know. The early flame is that whole puppy love. Oh, I love you. I love you. Want a bite of my burger? Here you go, babe. Oh, you want the last of my fries? Here you go. Once that honeymoon stage over, no, you can't have a bite of my fries. No, you cannot have my burger. No, you knew when I went in the store that you wanted some juice. You should have asked for some juice. Ain't that what Kevin Hart said? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know. That's the we together stage. But you can make it work. You can keep that flame going. But the early flame, you know, stage of peaches and cream, no, that leaves real quick, real soon. So But you can always, you know, with you can always keep your relationship healthy without, you know, the all the puppy love thing. It's growing into the relationship together and knowing that you want to be with each other. And the last thing, think carefully before rebonding with someone. So if you're fresh out of a relationship and you're just kind of like, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead. And the way to get over someone is to get under someone. That is not true, that you're just hiding what was really going on. Take some time for yourself to reevaluate what's going on in yourself before you go and bring somebody else into your messiness, all right? So that's it. We're done, you know. That was just me venting for about an hour and a half or whatever about side chicks and relationships and if you're ready for them or whatever. But my whole thing tonight, my best thing tonight was knowing that you're listening here at blogtalkradio.com to your girl, Sun Smile, on the KS show, playing the music and knowing that you like it, knowing that you love to hear us and come back every Wednesday at 9 p.m. And that's what we do. So without further ado, I'm going to play a couple more songs and to take us on out of here tonight. As I always say, and I haven't said it in the last few episodes, ignorance is not bliss. Knowledge is key. I know I got it backwards, but ignorance is not bliss. Knowledge is key, and everything else, you know, it falls in between. Come back next week. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, guys. I won't be here next week. I'll be in the Bahamas for my birthday. So wish your girl here a happy birthday on Facebook, TKS Radio. Oh, download our app, Google, Apple, BlackBerry, and Amazon. Ha, there you go. Download it. It's free. It's free. TKS Radio. You can't beat that. Download the app there, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. So you know what? Maybe I even have a surprise radio for you. You never know. We'll see how that works out. Anyway, again, knowledge is key. Ignorance is not bliss, and everything else falls in between. Good night, everybody.
Hey, hold up a minute. Let me stop up here and use this payphone real quick. Hey, Tony, it's me. It's just calling, you know. Just calling to let you know. Don't wait up for me tonight. Man, I just got a lot of things on my mind I gotta think about, you know. I mean, I know things are different, but you know, it's not you, it's me, you know, it's really me, you know, me basically, I just think I'm gonna need some space.
Why are you calling me on the phone? Why are you not at home all the time? You say you're staying over your friends, cause you got a lot for your mind. It ain't me till you say that things have changed. So tell me, what exactly does it mean when you say you need your space? Just don't go to you.
Why you gotta lie?
No.
I think you deserve somebody better than me, you know. And right now, I can't give you what you need, you know. I mean, I wanna love you, man. I wanna love you one day, but you know, man, you just gotta understand where I'm coming from.
Say right now that you're not what I'm looking for, and what you really need is time to grow. Promising that one day you may come around, and I'm supposed to let that go. But where the hell do you get off telling me your mama said I'm not what you need? Tell me.
just don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? I know you smell the perfume, the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that there are lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserves good fame.
This for the diamond,
head for the brain.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. A baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you. Love you. Love you. Love. Description looks so good that it hurts. You're a dime plus 99, and it's a shame. Don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare, cause you're bad and it shows. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you know,
if I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'll be coming home
back to you every night. Just good thing,
a
handful of rain.
Maybe you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Oh, baby, good love and protection. Oh, make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me.
Break up a happy home, but it's something about baby girl. I just can't leave alone. Tell me. wanna be, she said.
You don't know what you mean to
come
me.
On.
I never say a word. I know how niggas start acting trippin'. I heard about the girl.
No way, hey.
Now they gon' fight over
no day.
As you can see, but I like your steez, your style, your whole demeanor, the way you come through and holler and swoop me in his suit.
Now that's gangsta,
and I got special ways to thank ya.
But don't you forget it,
but it ain't that easy for you to back up and leave him. But you and dirty, they got ties for different reasons. I respect that. And right before I turned to leave, she said,
you don't know what you mean to me.
Or follow us on Twitter at The KS Show Radio. We're everywhere.